Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
This is Max Friends. I'm your host, Max G. I hear an echo in my, but I hope you don't hear it. Anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome to Max and Friends. I am live. I know this is like something that you all expect me to be because I am here on Sunday nights on LA Talk Radio. If it's your first time joining us, welcome to the show. We've got a great show because DJ and life coach Allison Kalanga is going to be joining us in just a little bit. How is everyone doing? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know. I want to hear from you. Listen, it's February, Black History Month. So we have to recognize Shirley Chisholm became the first Black majority party candidate to run for president of the United States in the 1972 U.S. presidential election. Shirley, we tips our hats to you in this Black History Month because unlike this nation, we recognize Black History Month with Black people. Unlike some other people, but let's just have some tea. How you doing? I'm gonna take a sip. All of a sudden, I feel like Wendy Williams. I'm sitting in this big chair with this big cup, and I'm like, "How you doing?" And I drink my tea on air. Anyway, I missed you all. You know, we've done some great shows with my girl Gordana Biernat, and of course Valerie Love and Nandiji. We've had some great synergy, some great shows. Tonight, we know it's Super Bowl Sunday. So Allison is awesome because she did an amazing remix that you all probably heard in the clubs by now with Million Reasons. So before we play that, I have a million reasons to be grateful, and one of them is you all for tuning in tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Max Tucci. So much has been happening. I just want you to stay tuned tonight because we're doing a Super Soul Sunday. We're doing an amazing life class with Allison because that's what she does now. So she's going to join us and tell us all about what she's up to and how you can be inspired by Allison. But right now, tell me what's going on in your life. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Where do I need to pick up? I feel like we haven't spoken forever. My birthday is in 2 weeks. So yeah, that's Aquarius month. I'm just wasting time now because I want to spend it with you all. And yeah, what else has been going on? There's been so much going on that I honestly can't even remember. But what I do remember is that I love you for tuning in. Listen, if you don't have the LA Talk Radio app yet, I suggest you go get it. It's free. You can get it on any phone, and you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. How you doing, New York? I'm getting some tweets from New York right now. Yes, I love when y'all tweet me when I'm on the air. How you doing? So, yeah, welcome to Max and Friends. Welcome to my world, my reality. I'm the source and the creator of my reality, and I hope you all are the creator of your reality. What does it mean to create reality? What does it mean to create your reality? Well, stay tuned this season on Max and Friends because we're going to talk about a lot of that on upcoming shows. I'm so psyched that I'm live with you tonight. I'm like Annie, I'm grinning from ear to ear. So right now, I'm going to take some time just to sip on my tea and count the million reasons why I love you. So right now on Max and Friends, we're going to give you some Allison Kalanga Million Reasons remix. Hit it.
Forever be still, but you're giving me a million reasons.
Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was remixer, changemaker, visionary, my friend, Allison Calagno. Welcome to Max and Friends.
welcome. Hello.
Ooh, girl. Ooh, that song bent me out.
Yeah, it'll get your blood pumping for sure.
You get my blood pumping for sure. For all of you who are tuning in tonight for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends. My guest is the remixer, the changemaker, the visionary, Allison Calagno. Is all of those things, in addition to being an internationally renowned DJ and music producer who has remixed legendary artists such as Yoko Ono, Ricky Martin, Pitbull, and of course, as you just heard, Lady Gaga. Now as founder of Remix Your World, Calagno also adds navigator to her list of expertise. She is certified teacher of the acclaimed CI Journey. We're going to talk about that tonight. Because tonight we're going to remix your life on Max and Friends, and we're going to remix your world. So welcome, Allison. I'm glad that you're here.
I am. I'm glad that glad to be here.
Right? It took so long.
It's taken a hot minute. But, you know, it's all in good timing. All in good timing.
And I always say where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. So let's jump into the genesis of Allison. Where were you born? How did you start? And when did you get into DJing?
Yeah, so I'm from Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana. Grew up in Dubai, though, so left Louisiana early. And I got into DJ. Music has always been a part of my life, so even as a kid. Like, I just knew that music was going to be my thing. I used to want to be a radio DJ, actually, from Casey Kasem. He was kind of like my idol, right? And then I used to practice keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars every weekend when I would listen to him. And then I just got into dancing. Dancing became my love, and I started going to clubs pretty early. We had a lot of teen clubs, and it just kind of it found me, and I just became a DJ from that. It was just from the dance floor to the DJ booth felt like the most natural progression, and then I became a music producer because that was the following thing that would happen after being a DJ. So it's just that's what I've followed.
That's what you followed. So DJ career, music, remix artist. What does it mean to be a remix artist? It's pretty self-explanatory, but for those that don't know.
So, I mean, basically, I get hired by, you know, artists, say pop artists, say Yoko Ono or something, and they give me their vocals or parts of the song, and then I take those and I make a completely different version of it, and I make it my own. And usually I do everything for the clubs. So I take the non-club type music and I turn them into club anthems.
Into club anthems. So tell us about, because you can go to iTunes right now to get your music, right?
You can, yeah. You can search in iTunes Store, Spotify, any streaming service. You can search Allison Calagno and it'll all pop up.
How did it feel to see your name like on your own Pandora thing? Because you're like on Pandora. It's so crazy. I love like when I'm playing and all of a sudden I see your name in my car dashboard. I'm like, hey, I know her.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. What advice do you give to those who are tuning in, who want to get into this DJ industry? You know, it's a huge making. I mean, people have made $1 million plus a year DJing. So what advice do you give to kids listening tonight who want to become a DJ?
The best advice that I can give is be yourself, find your authentic sound, you know, study the masters, study the people that you look up to, you know, and then, but from that, build your own, you know, build your own sound, find your niche, your own groove, learn music production. Nowadays, it's essential. It's not enough to just be a DJ anymore. You know, when I was coming up, it was all about being a DJ and how you really took the crowd on a journey. And it's a different scene now. Now, you know, I went from playing 12-hour sets every weekend to now, you know, playing 2-hour sets. So it's just a different game. And now it's like if you're not remixing, if you're not producing, if you're not making your own music, it's harder to break in and it's harder to actually get noticed. So as an up-and-coming artist, it's essential to start making your own music, learn production, understand audio, and really find whatever your sound is going to be when you are a DJ.
Absolutely. Now, who were some of the DJs that you looked up to?
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, coming up, I would say probably my first idol DJ would have been Danny Taneglia. And then, you know, Junior Vasquez, all the New York underground, you know, gay DJs. Like, you know, like they were rocking my world. You know, I was just paying attention to what was going on in New York. And even in Louisiana, I was calling New York record shops every week. You know, I had Fernando at 8 Ball Records sending me records every week. And I would just be like, send me whatever they're playing. I just followed that New York sound. I loved it. And I'm just, those were the people for me. And then when I got, you know, super into the underground thing and started following more techno, you know, Carl Cox came about, and he was, you know, a pretty big deal to me as well. So I've had a lot of different artists that have really influenced my sound and shaped me, you know, and I'm grateful for them.
And now you're shaping the sound. How does it feel when you're going into, you know, these massive venues and you're playing your heart out, and all of a sudden you just like, you stop and notice that everyone is just in a whole vibe because of you? How does that feel?
It can be extremely overwhelming at times and empowering at the same time. So it's one of those things where it's very vulnerable because I'm, in a sense, I'm in control. I'm controlling the whole vibe, the mood, and everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important for me to be grounded and to be centered and know what's going on and like really feel the room and be able to do my thing, because then it's a synchronistic experience between me and the audience. But there are times like right before I'm about to go on stage and I can have a complete meltdown in like a moment, you know, and I have to just calm myself, get back into my ritual, you know, mind, and then just, once I take the stage, then it's like it's muscle memory. But right. It can be extremely exciting, and then sometimes, you know, technical things go wrong. You would know as a radio show, like things can go wrong. You know, like I've had USB sticks completely fail like 2 minutes right before I'm about to start, you know, and like the DJ before me's stuff is about to go out. You know, it's those kinds of things happen, you know, so you just have to roll with it.
Well, you know, I want to talk about life coaching later on in the show, but how is it that you get into, because a lot of people get that whole, into that space where something's going to happen or something fails or something doesn't work. How do you ground yourself? I think it's an important thing because you are like, when you're on stage, it's pretty remarkable how you can do it. So what are some techniques that you do to ground yourself when you're in a situation?
So for me, it's all about breath, right? And so I have a very dedicated meditation practice at home. You know, I have been over 10 years. So it's like I have a ritual that I do before I leave the hotel, before I leave the house in the morning, whatever, you know, so I can get back to that pretty quickly. Mm. For me, it's just about really connecting with my breath. You know, I'll close my eyes. I'll count my breaths. I'll go in and out. Maybe I'll say a mantra or two. A lot of times if I really start to freak out, I just kind of have like a prayer or like a gratitude prayer in that moment. It's just all about the breath because it's super chaotic, you know, and the club is just controlled
chaos. The energy.
Chaos. There's lasers, yeah. There's lights, the energy and everything. So my meditation practice has been massive for me because I can go inside and kind of black all of that out and then just kind of find my breath again. And then I know, you know, how to start.
Well, I know how to start because what I want to ask you now is, how did you get into this whole relationship with Yoko Ono? Tell us about it.
Well, so she's been re-releasing some of her older stuff. And so a couple of years ago, they re-released Woman Power. Mm-hmm. And they wanted, you know, a female remixer. And I had done other remix jobs, and somebody kind of tossed me out to it. And they took me on board and loved what I did. So then they hired me for the next one, which is Hell in Paradise, which just hit number one, I think 2 weeks ago. It was number one on the Billboard Club Play chart.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so... Thank you. Yeah, so it's been great because I just love, you know, what she stands for, and the stuff that she sings about is just pretty, it's pretty amazing of what's going on in our world now that those words are still relevant to what's happening. So it's just cool to be, you know, connected with an artist like that.
It's perfect timing. And what perfect timing is that we're going to play that number one Billboard song right here on Max and Friends. Right now, my guest, Allison Kalangner, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends. Hashtag Max and Friends. Tag us along the way. I'm at Max Tucci. And we're going to play right now Allison's remix of Yoko Ono's Hell in Paradise. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We'll be right back.
吹面 On a nice multi-level ski
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was a remix of Alison Kalanga's song from Yoko Ono, Hell in Paradise. Now, that little jingle at the end of the song, that's my track from, y'all have been asking, from my girl, Monroe King. Check her out, Monroe King. She's the best. I love the jingle she does for Max and Friends. But right now, we've got Alison on the show on Max and Friends tonight here, and we've got you. So thank you all for tuning in. I'm so grateful that you're part of the show. Listen, if you miss any part of this show or any other show, don't worry. Don't stress out. Just go to www.latalkradio.com/max. There you can get over 8 years of Max and Friends shows. So I want you to just go there, grab the show, sit back, relax, chill, listen to it, spread the word, spread the link, spread some love. I'm your host, Max Tucci, here on Max and Friends. Listen, I forgot to tell you earlier in the show that I was at Sundance, so I'll be posting some videos of that along the way. But right now, I want to talk to my guest, Alison Kalanga, because we're going to remix your world, because Alison is now a life coach for y'all. So Remix Your World. Check out remixyourworld.com. And Alison, tell us about Remix Your World, and I love it. How did you come up with the name?
Yeah, so basically, I came to a point where I just really wanted to start to coach and mentor and just kind of, you know, help people. And just from my own personal transformation and my own experience of just kind of going through a pretty rough patch in my life and just getting some things together, I figured out, well, I just basically needed to learn how to remix myself. And so it came with the idea of that, of like, okay, well, wow, you know, if I remix myself, I can remix my life, which can then remix the world. So then how can I do this for other people? Well, they can remix their own worlds. So I came up with that. That's kind of how the brand came alive. And I decided, I went to life coaching school. I got certified in, you know, a course that we'll talk about, the CI journey as well. And it just has become a natural progression for me. As I get older, I just want to be able to help other people, because I was really lucky. You know, I knew what I wanted to do at a very young age, which a lot of people, they don't know what they want to do. You know, at 16, I started, built an amazing career. For 25 years, I'm still doing what I love. And so now I just want to be able to give back and help other people do the same, because I feel like if the more the people do what they love, the better the planet's going to be, and the better that we'll all, you know, the world will be. So I just want to be a part of that.
There's a beautiful vibration when we're all in this together, because together we rise. So I love Remix Your World. So tell us, like, for people who are going through stuff in life, how and why they should reach out to you. What really do you go through? What is the journey of remixing your world?
Yeah. So, I mean, the basic journey is, you know, we're all going through something, some sort of a transition, right? It's like we all have a part of our life that needs to be remixed, you know? And the beautiful thing about that is, when we know, then we're able to grow, right? So like what I do is I help people kind of evaluate where they are in their life, you know, and we pick the parts, what areas really need to be kind of worked on. And then we focus on that area. And then by focusing on that, other areas of their life start to become more in balance. And they start to see different shifts in other areas in their lives, you know? So it could be, sometimes people come to me because they're in a part, in a career transition. They, you know, they want to get out of, like, a corporate job and they want to start their own business or something. Other times people come to me because they're just completely stuck and have no idea what they want to do. They just feel like they're in a feedback loop and don't know how to get out of it. And so I'm able to kind of help them through a method that I have, through my own coaching method and through my CI Journey course, that can get through that.
I love it. We're going to talk about the CI Journey course in just a minute. But for more information, you can go to remixyourworld.com because Allison will work one-on-one with you. She's a great life coach, and she helps clients to find their passions and develop an action plan to succeed. So I love, and you're such a success. So clearly, you know, you want to link up with someone who's a success. I love these new life coaches. I'm not saying you, that you're a new life coach. But when new life coaches come out and all of a sudden they're like, oh, like I'm going to teach you how to be successful. And they've never been successful. So if you want to be successful, people, you've got to link up with people who are successful. And for more information on Allison, you can check her out and you can see what I'm talking about. Because when you're able to come on a show and give music from Yoko Ono, from Lady Gaga, and from DJing all around the world where people know you internationally, that is called a success in my book. So, but all right. Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. But, you know, so the one thing that I want to talk about is shame, because a lot of people are going through this thing right now of shame. And how do we move from being in shame to being shameless?
Well, I think the thing about shame is, you know, I always say, and it's like shame up and out, right? So like name the shame. The thing is if you're walking around just covered in shame and you're even afraid to just even say it, it's just gonna hold you back, right? So like the first thing is just acknowledging that you even have it. And it's so liberating just to say, wow, I really feel ashamed right now. Like I've got some shame coming up. Because then when you name it, you can really move forward and you can move through it.
How do we move through it?
Well, part of it is once you own it, right, then it's like you have a choice, right? So you can say what's going on. So if your shame involves maybe somebody else, that you have to come clean about something or something, you can involve them in that conversation. Once you just kind of name it and move through, the next step is to then you get a choice, right? So it's like I can choose to stay in shame right now, or I can choose to operate maybe in courage right now. I can choose to operate in love. I can choose to a different emotion. But knowing where you're at gives you the power to then choose a different thought, a different way of being.
Yeah, I love that whole thing because it's so true. You know, when you own it and don't deny it, it's like that's the liberation right there. But so now,
yes.
What does it mean to be shameless?
You know, I don't think anybody can actually be shameless, right? Like, so we actually have shame. It's an emotion. It's part of it. It's just kind of like fear. It's but I think that you can feel shame less. So
yes.
Like, instead of like trying to completely get rid of it, I can feel shame less today than I felt it yesterday, right? So it's just about owning like, wow, that's a part of me. I feel it. It's there. So like, I kind of look at shame and like fear around the same kind of things. And it's almost like my soul is the doorman at the club. Right. And so like, I can see them trying to come in and I've got the velvet rope. I can be like, oh, hey girl. Hey, shame. Hey, fear. Bye, fear, Alicia. I see you're not coming in the club, but at least I know that they're there. And so I can just kind of have a separation of like, okay, I feel it. I see it's coming up for me. You want to come in the club, maybe I'll let you in the club, but I'm not going to let you, like, in my DJ booth. You know, that kind of
right.
thing. It's just about
and I won't
noticing
take a request.
And honoring that they're there. No request.
And I'm not taking a request. I love it, but
you
it's true.
You are not getting your song played.
No, because, you know, it's all emotion. And the E in emotion, I say this all the time here at Max and Friends, is energy in motion. So what energy do you want to create? Do you want to remix? Do you want to shift? Well, the one thing that I know for sure and how I shift the energy is with music. So right now, Shameless by Allison Kalanga on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Stucci, and we'll be right back.
Make it. see my life. You judge, but I don't give a damn. I live a life so shameless.
But you're listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Allison Kalanga, Shameless. Welcome back to the show. If you're tuning in for the first time, I'm grateful that you're here. Come and hang out with us because we're going to spend some more time here on Max and Friends with Allison. So, my friend, how you doing, Allison?
How you doing?
Fun, girl?
I am. It's always a good time to be around you.
You too. Well, first of all, we got to give a major shout out to my buddy Ash Ruiz because that is how I met Allison. So, Ash, I'm grateful for you. How you doing? Hey, Ronan, everyone, say hi to Ronan. Ronan's back.
Hi, Ronan.
Hey, Ronan. So, hey, Ronan, can you see if we have Ash Ruiz's song somewhere in our catalog? I think it's called Burn. But I want to talk about the CI Journey course. You can get it. Go to remixyourworld.com/CIJ. So tell us about the CIJ, the CI Journey course, and what it's all about. Introduce us.
Yeah, so it's an 8-week self-mastery, self-empowerment, transformational course. And it's filled with tools, practical tools, experiential exercises. Each week we go through a different topic and a different thing. We just get down into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in your world, what's going on in your life, and really help you shift from where you are to where you want to be. There's guided visualizations, meditations, a lot of like soul work and homework, and it's just kind of like a life empowerment course, you know, crammed into 8 weeks. And we do it all either live in Boulder, Colorado, or I do them online, where we meet every week on a webinar. And I also do them personally and private journeys, where you can take the whole course with just me, mano a mano, and we do it ourselves.
Ourselves. Now, let's just break it simple. What is the cost roughly for this?
So if you take it online, it's $475. If you take it in person, it's $525. If you take it privately, it's $1,995.
Oh, there you go. So talk about success. But so for more information, I want you to go to remixyourworld.com/CIJ. So what is it when someone's sitting
with you?
You
can learn all.
Yeah, but when you're one-on-one with Allison, what energy do you want to fill the room with? What are your intentions of this journey?
Well, so for me, it's all depends on, I meet people where they are, right? So like, it really depends on where they are coming, you know? So my job is really to meet them where they are and then help them get to where they want to be. Because usually there's a few areas in their lives where it's not at a high level of satisfaction. So we break that down and I help them get to that higher level of satisfaction. And in it, it's kind of like DJing in a sense, because I have to have a very strong intuition and understand what my client needs a lot of times before they even realize it. So it's kind of like reading a room in a club. And it happens to be, it's just an energetic thing where I feel sometimes I have to hold them accountable to something that they're maybe even too afraid to even admit, you know? And so I kind of have to do some poking and prodding and getting around to get to them to their truth. But eventually they get to it and they move through and they move forward. I mean, people have had some pretty epic transformations out of taking the CI journey, that, you know, people have left their jobs and started brand new careers, or left relationships or repaired relationships. It really all depends on where the person is in their own personal life. That's what's so powerful about it, because it's a personal thing. It's what I take basically everyone on a hero's journey, and it just depends on where they are in their hero's journey.
I love it. Well, if you're tuning in right now, I'm your host, Max Tucci. This is my guest, Allison Kalanga. For more information, where can they find you, girl?
RemixYourWorld.com. You can find me on iTunes. You can find me at SoundCloud.com/AllisonKalanga. You can just Google me and I'll show up as well. You can go to DJAllisonKalanga.com. I'm pretty easy to find.
Now, Allison, how do we find you on Instagram and Twitter? Just your name, yeah?
Just my name, Allison Kalanga. Yeah.
Allison Kalanga. All right. Well, I'm going to give you the mic right now because I want you to have a heart-to-heart, one-on-one. You know, we have listeners all over the world. We have some great listeners in Sweden because they tune in to hear our girl Gordana Bjornada, my power talk, or from Valerie Love or Panache Desai. So we have people all over the world tuning in. And I want to give you a couple minutes right now just to tell them how you want to help them remix their world, because I know it's in your heart. So right now, just give them the pursuit to remix their world for a better one-on-one. Tell them what you want to know for this week.
Yeah, so the first thing I would say is get really quiet. Find where you are in your life. Be really honest about where you are in your life. You know, evaluate all of the areas in your life. Where are you at with your finances? How are your relationships? How are your careers? You know, what are you doing for fun and recreation? Do you have a good, you know, family relationship? Really look at those things and rate them. Rate them from 1 to 10. And whatever area that is not above a level 7, there's room for growth. And if you get honest about what that area is, you can really dig deep and do something about it. Because what happens is people will start to rate that wheel, and they'll see that it's so out of balance. Their whole life is out of balance. I actually have an exercise called the Record of Life. And if any of you listeners, you know, want to have this copy, just tweet me or send me a message and I'll send you the exercise. And it'll basically give you a wheel to completely evaluate where you are right now. And then it'll help you figure out what way to increase your level of satisfaction to have a better, more fulfilled life. balanced life in general. That's always the first thing to do, because if you don't really get honest about where you are, there's no you can't grow. If you don't know, you can't grow.
Mm.
So that would be the first step. That is the absolute most important step in remixing your life and your world, is getting really truthful and honest about where you are right now and where do you want to go.
I love it. Now, you know, we got to wrap this show up. That's how fast it flies, girl. I can't believe it. But I'm going to give everyone a quote right now. And one of my favorite quotes is from Bob Proctor. If you must doubt something, doubt your limits. Live like the person you want to become this week. Allison, what's your favorite quote that you want to give people into this, to take with them into this week, the deliciousness of this week?
Just one quote. I just love what you did. I love the Bob Proctor. I'm just going to retweet that.
Retweet it right now. Boom. I just retweeted it. Now you retweet it too. Stick that in your retweet. But Allison, I am so grateful that you joined me here on Max and Friends tonight.
Thank you. I am so grateful that you had me. We've been trying to do this. I'm so glad we got a chance to do it.
And here we are. And now that you're back, you know, the first time you're friends, second time you're family, but you're already family. So come back anytime when anything happens, whenever you release something, just drop on by.
You got it. I'd love to.
Drop on by. All right. Well, before I let you all go, I love you all for tuning in. If you missed any portion of the show, don't worry. We'll retweet the link. It's at www.latalkradio.com/max. There you can find all of the wonderful shows that I've done, and you can find the show tonight, tomorrow on Max and Friends. Stay tuned to LA Talk Radio 2 throughout the week, because we're going to be playing this show here and there. So just follow along. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey. I love you all for tuning in. Remember to take life to the max, because that's how simple it is here. But before we let you go, there's a song that our buddy Astro is did called Burn. And I love it because, like, sometimes we just got to go to the party, and it don't matter where the party's at. But I love that the party's here tonight on Max and Friends, because it shows up here. So stay tuned to Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I love you for listening. Good night and good karma. And right now, Ash Ruiz, let it burn on Max and Friends. Have a great week, everyone. Good night. Hey, thanks, Ronan. Bye. Hit it.
This is the right place, this is the right time. Out with the heartaches and with the clear minds. We got our eyes set on laser focus. We're gonna go get it, all that we chose, son. Cause we know better now. We don't
make it melt when I'm spitting intense light to your ear hole to help you let go. No need to rush, we gon' take this heel toe. Coexistence, cause we are shifting. Close your eyes and let your heart listen. Be yourself, be unique and different. Your time is right now, you can never miss it. Use that fire, it burns for you. Old school or young, we need the truth. Free will, luminous, and keep it true school. With a match and a gas can, get you on the roof.
We don't need no water, let the mother earth.
Love. Hell yeah. Oh.